So Jesus says to the disciples, come have breakfast. Well, it reminds me of a story about my dad. My dad was born in 1922, and his father and mother had both come from Poland. And my dad was, I want to say, the fifth of seven kids. And his mother passed away when he was 8 or 9, something like that. So they lived in this 5-room house, basically a lean. I saw it when I was young. I couldn't believe people lived there. It was so shabby. But anyway, that's all my grandfather could afford. And while he was working at the steel mill, things were fine in the early years. But then in 1929, when the Depression hit, Grandpa was out of work. And he was scrambling on how to raise his kids and how to get by. And it was hard. And my dad would say, well, there were times when the only breakfast my dad could give us was a piece of bread and some lard to put on it. It's edible, beats nothing, but that's it. And there were times he said that he couldn't give us a breakfast and we had to hold on to the end of the day. There was no aid like there was today. My grandpa would go to soup kitchens and food depots and get what he could get for the kids. And my dad remembers going to school hungry. Well, my dad made a vow as he grew up. He made a vow that if he ever got married and had kids, his kids were going to have a breakfast every morning. And he kept that vow. He kept that vow. And while mom would make supper, dad would make breakfast. It was French toast one morning, and then we scrambled eggs another morning, pancakes another morning, waffles another morning. And if it was just cereal, he made sure he poured the cereal. Breakfast was his baby. And that's where it came from. His kids were gonna go to school on a full stomach because you can't learn. A kid can't learn on an empty stomach. It's impossible. My dad became a school teacher. He took his GI Bill from World War II and got a teaching degree, the first member in the family to go to college at Eastern Michigan University. And he would keep snacks in his drawer because he would know whose kids were coming to school without anything in them. And he'd give them a little Snicker bar or something just to make sure they were able to learn. He was very cognizant of that. He never forgot that, how important that was. Well, Jesus says to the disciples, come have breakfast. And sometimes it's very easy to look at that and just think, well, Jesus is just being nice. He has some fish on the charcoals for him. He's going to feed him. But actually, it's much, much more. It's much, much more. You start the day with the breakfast so that you can get going physically and mentally and be alert and be the best you can be. Well, you should start the day with Jesus. If you start the day with Jesus, you'll be spiritually better off than you could be. I highly recommend a practice where if you get up in the morning, take 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever you have, and take that time for some prayer, some reflection. Start your day with the Lord so that you can get your energy for your spirit that day. Reflect a little bit about what happened the day before and then talk to the Lord about what you're facing that day. Keep it small. Just think about what's going on in your life and your family and pray a little bit about it. And it does take a lot of time to do. But you'll find that if you get into the habit of a spiritual breakfast, that you'll have a better opportunity to do what God wants you to do in your life and to resist the temptations of the devil.